Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Megan Roberts and she's got lots of things to tell us. Of course, Megan is the director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. So good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I know you're really excited about the big deal that's coming up tonight.
Tonight is right. You know, we have a huge ceremony every year to light all the lights in downtown Atlantic and around the community because the skyline lighting has actually spread out to where it's out in the Hy-Vee Plaza now with all of those businesses lit along their rooftops. The nativity scene is at 7th and Olive, and then, of course, City Park, downtown Chestnut Street here in Atlantic, and grand lighting it is tonight. We're excited at 5:30 to flip those switches as Santa gets here and helps us spread that holiday cheer to get the spirit going to turn the lights on.
And Santa has a little help, as I recall. Is there a little elf that helps Santa?
Yes, there is. Santa usually brings Ellie the elf with him, and he will be riding the Alan Zelmer carriage tonight up to City Park from the depot once he gets to town. So he'll have a wonderful, beautiful carriage to ride in all the way up to City Park with Ellie the elf, and then the mayor will also be present to give Santa his permit for the holiday season to operate his cabin in City Park because it's past curfew hours. So it's going to be a great night, and yes, Ellie and Santa will both be there.
Okay, so let's, since you mentioned the cabin, let's talk just a little bit about the cabin.
Sure. Santa's cabin has been in Atlantic for many, many years, and it was one of the original homesteads for the county that was brought into town, put together by the Rotary Club. And actually this year, the Rotary Club is working on a project to restore the cabin because there are some logs that have rotted. The roof needs resealed, so some investment needs to be made if we want to keep that for the next generation of girls and boys to enjoy. Santa already made a visit to Atlantic, and he wanted to let everyone know that he supports the project as well. So this weekend at the Rotary auction, and they will be raffling off $3,000 and then some prizes after that. And the raffle ticket proceeds go to the cabin restoration.
Okay. Good to know that Santa has checked it out and said, oh, yeah, this is going to be a big improvement. And if people have questions about that Rotary auction, I'm sure they can still get in, so they might, I'm going to say they can call you because I'm sure you have those details that you can talk about that. So I'm thinking, though, that a lot of people don't know that was a homesteading cabin.
Yeah, I'm not the best historian on it, but from what I've heard in the stories that have been told, that it was out on a farmstead here in the Atlantic area, and then they thought it would be neat to bring it into town, and it was actually had been built around, an addition had built onto it, and it was actually enclosed in this other addition. And so they took it apart log by log, labeled every log, and brought it in and reassembled it. And it was a partnership between the Rotary and I think one of the Boy Scout Cub Scout groups at the time. And it's just been one of those traditions since then that everyone has gone to see Santa there. And I have parents and grandparents that come through and say, I remember when we brought our children, you know, and it's wonderful to see that tradition carry on. And we definitely want to make sure it's there for many years to come.
Okay. And the cabin will be open. You can come line up and get some goodies.
Grand lighting is always a very popular night to come visit Santa because it's his first appearance in the area. So, yes, at 5:30, Haley Glenn will be performing tonight, singing a couple Christmas carols. And then Santa Claus and Ellie the Elf will make their appearance and visit with the mayor about their permit. And then they head right over to the cabin to see girls and boys as long as there's a line tonight. So come get in line. About 5:30 is when the lighting will be. And shortly after, we'll be seeing kids in the cabin. And then, of course, there's hot chocolate and there are popcorn and it's all free. We just hope families come out and enjoy the night.
And beyond the park and the cabin, I think there are many other things going on downtown Atlantic.
Of course, during the Christmas season, ChristmasInAtlantic.com is where you can get your complete schedule, but we have many, many things to come. So we have Santa in his cabin on Thursdays and Saturdays, as well as carriage rides on Saturdays. The lighted Christmas parade will be going on December 1st. We usually have living windows and open houses all throughout this season. The holiday concert is the 8th, and the recipe walk is the 9th. We just gear right up into all of that, as well as start registering now to win a chance at $100 in Atlantic cash to help boost your little shopping spree for the holiday season. So,
and where do you register for that?
There are about 57 merchants locally here in the area that have the boxes in their store. So just look for the giveaway 12 Days of Christmas boxes, and you can start signing up today, actually, for grand lighting. This is our kickoff, and then we give that those Atlantic cash prizes away the 2 weeks before Christmas.
Okay. What do you know about stores being open tonight and maybe people getting their first sign-up done?
Yeah, most stores are open Thursday evenings, and their extended holiday hours mostly start this time after grand lighting as well. So you can expect longer hours over the weekends as well as on the evenings. And you're right, Thursday night is a night where they will probably be open even after the lights come on.
Okay. Do you know any soup, any of those kinds of things going on that you've heard about?
Usually during our Christmas parade is when the soup to go and those food vendors tend to be out, so you can have a warm something while you're there watching the parade. So that'll be the weekend of December 1st. And again, those are listed on christmasinatlantic.com if those organizations have submitted their information to us here at the Chamber. So you can check that all out on the website and be prepared for all of the activities coming up.
Okay. Now, the weather this week, tonight, should be really good. It doesn't sound like it's going to be really, really cold. So that should be help people get out and about. And maybe do a little shopping as well as enjoying all the lights and so on. What about volunteers? Are you still looking for some volunteers to help with some of those events going on?
Volunteering during Christmas in Atlantic is one of the most fun things you can do because you get to be a part of Santa's visits and see all those excited kids at the cabin. And yes, there are always opportunities. So please join us. We always trade spots and give you a few minutes in the warm cabin so that you're not stuck out in the cold all night. But there's nothing prettier than a little light snow and a beautiful winter night, even standing outside, because the hot chocolate keeps you warm and we always have a good time together. Volunteers, please call us or email us, chamber@atlanticiowa.com.
And you don't necessarily need to be a chamber member in order to volunteer.
Not at all. We have a lot of people that just enjoy the holidays and want to help be a part of it. And so, no need to be a chamber member for the volunteer side of things. We do request that no kiddos volunteering at Santa's cabin for obvious reasons. Yeah. But, yeah.
Very good. Now, you mentioned the concert. And in addition to the concert, there's always a special recognition given.
Yes, at the holiday concert, we always have the Stiefel Nicholas Angels of Christmas presentation, and we have the names already selected. So the process and nominations has already been through. Our special promotions and events committee have selected the recipients, and so we will get them to the concert, and they will be announced and recognized. Those are always individuals who maybe work a little more behind the scenes that people don't realize what they're doing, but they are really embracing that spirit of the holidays and Christmas and giving and give back a lot to our community.
Any highlights from the concert that you want to mention?
The concert this year will be featuring the Wilson Performing Arts Center Youth Chorale, and so we're very excited about that. Typically, we have different performers, all local talent mostly, and this year we've focused in on a few more songs by the Wilson Performing Arts Youth Chorale and also another opener, so it'll be very unique, and we're looking forward to that as well.
And that is held at?
The United Methodist Church here in Atlantic. So it's beautiful setting and beautiful music and entertainment for the evening.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's all free.
It is all free. We try and keep everything for the holidays free so that you can just enjoy the experience of Christmas in Atlantic. We have about 180,000 light bulbs on the trees downtown, and that's not an exaggeration. That's an actual count. So between the lights and the, you know, aura of just all the wonderful things going on, we hope you just come out and enjoy it.
What about a lighted parade? You mentioned when the parade would be. Are there any requirements, except that you have to be lighted, any other requirements to be in the parade?
No, and we always get questions about theme, and our theme is always just believe, Christmas in Atlantic. So the requirements are just lights, like you mentioned, and we request that no Santa Claus, because there's really a high standard for what Santa Claus is in Atlantic, and he always follows up the end of the parade and is how we conclude. So those are the only requirements. We just love having the floats, and it's always fun to see what people put together.
And does it have to be a float, or can it be like bicycles or a walking group? Or, I mean, as long as those lights are there, is that a possibility?
It is, and we do have the Nishna Valley Trails Association usually ride their bikes all lit up, and it's a lot of fun. So you can get creative, as like you said, as long as there's lights and help with the lighted part, we're good to go.
All right. Well, I'm still looking forward to seeing a grocery cart brigade. I've seen that in a parade. I just think it's the most fun thing. We need one of those in Atlantic. Add to the parade. So again, this evening, the time when the lights are going to go on is
5:30. So get up to City Park here in Atlantic at 6th and Chestnut Street and be ready for Santa to arrive on his carriage. We'll ask for all that Christmas spirit to come with you so we can turn the lights on.
All right. It will be gorgeous. And how exciting with all those new lights that are, we know they've been tested out. We know that they're going to turn on. So we want to thank you very much, Megan Roberts, who's director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Until next time, here's a thought. It's better to look ahead and prepare than it is to look back and regret.